Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So Michelle says she has a one-on-one date planned for today, like literally starting right now. And yeah, it is with Joe.
And this is where production gets my invite to the cookout because this is messy as hell. They knew. I think they were, have been watching Joe have this very silent undercurrent of a lead. And they're like, oh, no. Like, he not talking enough. He not defending himself enough. He not getting in fights. They literally, she slid into his DMs. They're from the same town. She knew him. And he is still in no drama at all.
None.
Let's give him the high school date.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This was so messy.
And let's try to stir the pot a little bit because the guys are not going to be happy hearing this. But that's so true. Joe, he's so sweet and quiet and... any other guy with a little bit more of a louder personality, this would have been drama. This would have been mess.
Or even like a hint, oh gosh, not desperation, but like Brandon. You know what I mean? If this was like Brandon, who's already madly in love with her, would propose to her tomorrow.
Madly in love.
He would definitely be like talking a lot of shit, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Talking it up, talking himself up more and I don't know, making sure the guys know he's a threat. Joe, you gotta forget that he's the biggest threat that they got here. Because he's so quiet and cute and silent.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So yeah, Joe gets the one-on-one date. They walk off hand in hand. Everyone, of course, knows he has a big advantage. And they're all in their confessionals kind of talking about it like, fuck, I forgot about Joe. So for their date, they did a lot on their date. They were all over the damn
city. So many things. She's a very active young lady. I would be exhausted on a date with Michelle.
Yeah, I know. I'm also assuming Minneapolis is not that big, so maybe everything was pretty close. But it was weird. They went from the stadium to her high school to this. I was like, damn, they did all of this in one day.
Also, again, we're like New York City metropolitan, so we don't know the ease of having a vehicle and just driving round.
And just driving casually.
And no, not using your legs to do everything. We're not used to that lifestyle. I think it's different.
Right. Relying on public transport that just decides not to
come. That just doesn't work.
The other day when I went to see you and took the PATH train. Conductor just decided to not stop at World Trade Center. Everybody on the train was like getting up out of their seat to get off and he just sped by. And we all looked at each other like, the fuck? He just straight up decided not to stop there. Just took our asses all the way to the end. We're like, what?
Ridiculous.
Welcome.
Yo.
Oh, yes. So anyways, for their date, they head to the... Minnesota Twins stadium, I guess. And Michelle got to throw the first pitch, which was really cool. And then they headed to her high school where she like pointed out her old locker and like they went through the yearbooks and all her basketball photos.
Her locker. Do you remember what
I was surprised by that too. Hell no. I was thinking back to it too. I kind of pictured the lounge, I guess I think our grade stayed in the same lounge freshman, sophomore, junior year. So for preface or context, Justine and I obviously went to the same high school. Each class, 9th grade, 10th, 11th, 12th, had like a student lounge. which was like a big hangout spot, but there were like lockers in it as well.
Yeah.
And I pictured it in my head and then I couldn't think where my damn locker was. Like, honestly, at that moment when she found her locker, I was like, where was my locker? I don't know.
I couldn't even tell you what hallway it's in. Like, I couldn't.
Yours wasn't in the lounge? I guess not everybody's was in the lounge.
I don't remember. But she also does long division, Michelle. So she also remembers things.
She's more tapped into this. Yeah. but yeah, we see all her basketball photos. She was a varsity player in grade 9. Like, yeah, she was killing shit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She was a star. And so, yeah, they head to the basketball court and play a round of one-on-one, which is what they love and do best.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle, she was so cute. She said Joe would have been her crush in high school.
I know, that was so cute.
That was nice. Yeah. And yeah, she was just talking about their very magnetic energy. Mm-hmm. And yeah, as she talks about it, you can see it. There's just like such a connection between them. Mm-hmm. Basketball definitely binds them because it's such a huge part of both of their lives.
Mm-hmm. But they both don't play anymore. So they both were like kind of ejected, I guess, from the sport.
So yeah, they sit on the bleachers and chat. And she was kind of asking him about, you know, you're so quiet and reserved. Like, where do you get that from? Have you always been this way? And he talk about his dad is very reserved. He's only seen his dad cry like once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
Just not a very emotional person. And so he kind of grew up with his own wall kind of built up. And this experience in particular has been very uncomfortable for him. But it's been good for him because it's pushing him and challenging him to be more just open.
Open, yeah.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Quickly, back with the guys. They are talking about there being more than one one-on-one date, so there's a second one that's coming, and everyone's gunning for it, of course. Nate is obviously has his eye on that one-on-one date, and at the same time, stupid ass Chris is somehow thinking he's gonna get the one-on-one date as well.
Privilege, yo, this like
the entitlement. Woo! Bizarre.
Oof.
He really hit him saying him basically airing out Nate or lying on Nate last week, he really feels like Michelle like so appreciated that, and he is he's gonna get rewarded for that.
Yeah,
like he didn't even see how that looked. His whole
right
speech to everybody in front of everyone, and then his going on the low to talk to Michelle and dropping Nate's name. Like, he doesn't even see optically how terrible that looked and how insecure and immature that whole thing played out.
Yeah.
So he's like living in an alternate universe right now, thinking that he's gonna get the one-on-one date. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
So a group date card arrives and everyone's name is on it except for Nate.
Yep.
No surprise, he's getting the one-on-one this week. This card says, "Meet me at the stadium. Love, Michelle." Obviously, Chris is very butthurt and is starting to
unravel.
Unravel? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Unravel and is just very boo-hoo-hooing about himself. And also the tone at which he's talking about Michelle as well. Like, I went on a limb for her and told her the truth.
And then she asked for this when all she asked was a quick follow-up question.
That's a.
Well, all of a sudden, she was poking. She was prodding. She asked for this. She asked for honesty, as if that's something that's hard to give.
And like, that you shouldn't be given, regardless.
Anyway, like, if you don't have somebody to tell on, a black man to tell on, you fucking weirdo. God. Yo, I hate him, yo.
His whole tone just feels so malicious.
Yes, it is.
Like it.
It is.
It's very, it's bizarre. And just the entitlement. Right here is when he just lost me. The way he started talking about Michelle. And
yes.
Like, you know, she's giving me that short end on the stick. Mm-hmm. I went out on a limb for her and just like boo-hoo-hoo me. Ugh, just gross. Anyways, back with Joe. Time for the nighttime portion of their dates. Mm-hmm. They head to this really nice place below a Ferris wheel. I guess there's a big giant Ferris wheel somewhere in Minneapolis.
Yep.
And they go there for dinner, and Joe shares a lot about just giving more context to him, mm-hmm. how sports played a role in his life, a lot about the anxiety and depression and things that he went through. So he, yeah, talked about sports shaped his life. He mm-hmm. broke three bones in his leg starting the seventh grade.
Yeah.
And then in college, he broke his fifth metatarsal.
Yes, which I have.
This sounds very serious.
That's the thing. I've only heard it like on the ESPYs. Like about your fifth metatarsal
on Sports Center or something.
Sports
yeah,
Center.
Yeah.
I have never bothered mm-hmm. to look up what it was. Not even watching this episode, no friend, did I watch. But I heard him say that. I was like, "Ooh, that's your fifth yeah. metatarsal. Oof, damn. Like,
oh, goddamn. I have no idea what it is.
No clue.
Oh, God. So, yeah. Broke his fifth metatarsal in college. The surgeon fucked up and totally botched the surgery.
Y'all, get a black doctor.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
What the hell is this? What the fuck?
I have no idea.
You ruined that this little 16-year-old's life? Like, oh my God. Oh, or just get a doctor really who is careful, board certified. Oh my goodness. Oof.
I don't know what happened that surgery, but it ended up becoming worse. And so he had to have another major surgery to correct that doctor's botched surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to come back and play, but it just wasn't the same.
Yeah.
You know, just mentally, he was dealing with a lot of anxiety, depression. He talked about having suicidal thoughts.
Trigger warning, trigger warning, trigger warning, trigger warning. Since y'all tend to... Mm-hmm. Want those.
Need those.
Mm-hmm.
Just in a very, very, very deep, dark place. Basquetball was really his life. And so when it was taken away from him and like his whole identity was basketball, and when he's not able to perform at the high standard that he was, that fucked him up mentally.
Mm-hmm.
He just talked about being in a really bad place mentally. He was very emotional on the date.
Mm-hmm.
He also gave a lot of insight and context. And I'm sure other athletes could, any other athlete who has been injured.
Yeah.
Just the recovery and rehab process is so brutal.
Yeah.
Like, he talked about how it was a huge sacrifice. It took away a lot of time from friends and family because he mm-hmm. had to go to rehab before and after. Yeah. And he's so driven on this goal of trying to get back to where he was before. But at mm-hmm. the same time, he's like losing time with friends and family. At the same time, just like mentally trying to walk again, like yeah. fucks you up.
Yeah.
And just really, really talked a lot about just his identity and how he had like an identity crisis, basically, when yeah. he realized basketball was not going to happen
anymore.
Be it.
Yeah. And I can't even yeah. imagine how that is for somebody as young as he was at that time, you know,
yeah.
for anyone under 21 to have an identity crisis that strong, not only yeah. because you love the sport, but also because I'm sure mm-hmm. people were hyping you up to be mm-hmm. the next fucking yeah. Steph Curry or whatever, you know what I
yeah.
mean? And he was Mr. Yeah. Minnesota basketball. Like, he was a really yeah. good player. And
he was really good.
To have that taken away from you from someone else's mistake, not even like, oh, I didn't bother to go to rehab because I was doing this. You know what I mean? This is someone yeah. else's mistake that somebody else made on your body that you trusted.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's intense. Oof.
That's really intense.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, just talking about how his dreams were shattered and mm-hmm. how he had to basically pick himself up at the age of like 22.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
get it back together. Mm-hmm. So Michelle obviously couldn't relate. Mm-hmm. She, you know, is the best person for him to be talking about this with because yeah. she's been there. I don't know if mm-hmm. she's had a major injury like this or really understands this.
I don't
this.
Know either. I would I like to how, to hear her yeah. basketball story.
Story, how she transitioned out or what that yeah. process was like. Yeah, yeah, I'm curious. But yeah, she could obviously understand and relate to just the sacrifice of mm-hmm. being an athlete and mm-hmm. having your identity fully wrapped up into it. And so when you realize you're not going to pursue it professionally anymore, mm-hmm. like literally trying to find yourself and figure out like, what the fuck now do mm-hmm. I need to do with mm-hmm. my life? And so, yeah, great little moment for them. Great moment for Joe because he's so quiet and like, you just know there's a lot bubbling beneath the surface yeah. with him.
Yeah.
But we never really saw it until now. And so nice moment. They shared a nice little kiss. Mm-hmm. That kiss looked full of purpose and meaning.
Right.
That was not just a kiss. That was like her kissing her potential future husband, man. Like,
yes, that was on some Love and Basketball Ooh. Shit. That was like some real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That was, yeah, that's nice. Yeah. That was a whole purposeful kiss. Like I felt it. and yeah, Michelle, she says, after today, my feelings for Joe have grown mm-hmm. tremendously.
Yeah.
Yeah. She obviously gives him the date bros and he talked about how just the best things in life happen on the other side of fear. This mm-hmm. whole experience has been very fearful for him, but he has been so comfortable with Michelle and being able to just overcome his fear and vulnerability mm-hmm. and opening himself up and doing all of this on television at that, and he does not look like the type
no.
to be doing shit like this.
No. And I just want to say that mm-hmm. no other season has given us the like nuggets of wisdom, storytelling, and sharing the way that Michelle's season has given us out of these cast members. Mm-hmm. Tasia was
yeah.
very close, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She had
yeah.
some really good ones, and even having mm-hmm. a man on Tasia's season who had an eating disorder was a very intense thing.
Yes.
That was new.
That's true.
That was definitely yeah. new. I would
Tasia's
say
season.
She had some good stories.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. But and I think Zach gave us some really fantastic life lessons as well.
Yeah.
But nothing this early on. I can't wait to see even more stories of the lives that these men have led to get to this point mm-hmm. of where we see them on mm-hmm. TV and they just seem like a bunch of nice, great, wise guys.
Right.
Oh my God, wise guys. Oh God, sorry, girl. Oh my God.
No, we know what you mean.
Yes. And because these men are from all walks of life, race, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, places around the country, they have, and international mates from Canada, they have experiences mm-hmm. that we can all learn from, which I just really appreciate. Mm-hmm. So shout out to the casting.
Agreed.
For this season.
Yeah. I agree. It has been. Even thinking back to Jamie, who ended up being trash, but even Jamie's one-on-one
yes.
date.
Mm-hmm.
just him sharing his story of, you know, also dealing with a mother that had issues, like mental health issues. And that was like three episodes ago. We were ready. It was getting really great stories from a lot of the cast members. So agreed. Very much appreciate. So yeah, after their dinner, they go ride the Ferris wheel, and Michelle says the most special perfect stars aligning date I've ever been on. She continues, I feel like we're two souls who have been living kind of side by side without really knowing it, and today we've been brought together.
Ooh, jeez.
This might be her husband.
I know, this might be it. My goodness gracious.
That was a lot.
That was.
She just said,
ooh. Yeah.
So the next day, Michelle, who always is sporting just some of the cutest athleisure two-piece combo sets.
This is how you do casual. Not a green t-shirt from Kmart with your kids.
Oh, God.
Okay? This is how you do a casual moment. You do a wrap t-shirt. Yeah. Give you some shape. Mm-hmm. Give you a little V-neck. Mm-hmm. Give you something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some leggings with a little character to it. You know
what
I mean?
Like with a little mesh.
Plain basics. Yeah. A little mesh, a little cutout. Plain basics, but with some character. So yeah, Michelle, she meets up with the guys. They meet at the Minnesota Vikings stadium.
So cool.
I think that's where they were.
Right? Yeah.
And the guys all think they're gonna play football. She's like, yeah, time to meet the Vikings. They're all hype, like, oh my god, they're gonna meet their idols.
Clayton is hype. Okay.
So hype.
He goes see his real friends. He played.
Did he play in the NFL? I forgot.
Okay. Now, all right. Don't get me the lion here.
See, I'd be getting confused.
I know.
Yeah.
I think it was one of those things. I think he tried out, was on the stands, and then left or something. Like, I think it was one of those.
Something like that.
Situations.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So he's been in this world some way, shape, or form. So yeah, they're all so hyped to meet the Minnesota Vikings. And sure enough, comes out these big old sloppy bearded white man dressed as Vikings.
Medieval times extras. Medieval times. Like, oh, God.
Hey, guys. That's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.